In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
I start hour one with what I normally do to start hour two. Headline, Tosh Lapoy hired to coach Cleveland Browns defensive line. Tosh Lapoy, the now former defensive coordinator for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Here is your headline that I'm starting the show with. Tosh Lapoy hired as Cleveland Browns defensive line coach. Here is another headline about the exact same story. Tosh Lapoy out as Tide's DC after 2 years. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Thursday. And Tosh Lapoy, who distinguished himself as a really good linebackers coach, and that next level beyond, a really good linebackers coach, the next level beyond really good, that's what he was as a recruiter. And I don't mean that in a small way. Tosh Lapoy was the primary recruiter, the Tide's primary recruiter for Tua, for Najee Harris, for Alex Leatherwood, for Dylan Moses, for, did I say Jonah Williams? Some of the biggest recruits, and I mean everybody on Alabama's roster, minus a couple of guys that play special teams maybe, almost every recruit is going to be a four-star or five-star kid. And so I understand that every guy on that staff is doing heavy lifting when it comes to recruiting. But my gosh, the best player in America, that was Tua. Kyler, love you. It was Tua. Maybe the first or second or third offensive tackle taken in the NFL draft in Jonah. Najee Harris, did I see right? Dan, is he in the transfer portal? Did that happen with Najee?
I believe that is true.
Okay. I think I saw that, but there's so much going on with the transfer portal that I almost, like last night, I was having a conversation with someone that I may only talk about transfers after they happen. That would be my choice, but I realized as I'm saying the words to this colleague that you can't do that because it is news when someone enters the portal. It truly is. If you didn't see, there's a backup wide receiver, a former walk-on at Auburn, a guy named Griffin King, and I think he has either one or two catches career-wise. Again, former walk-on who was awarded a scholarship because they had one before the 17 season. He has entered the transfer portal. I don't know that that's worth reporting, but when Jalen Hurts enters the transfer, so you got to talk about it some. But you look at the biggest and, I mean, at the most important positions, quarterback, left tackle, tailback, et cetera. And Tosh Lapoy was at the forefront of the recruitment of a lot of those kids. So after 5 seasons at Alabama, 4 as an on-field assistant, I'll come back to that term in just a minute. Tosh Lapoy is no longer employed at Alabama. Now, that's a factual statement. Let me go back to the two headlines. Is this Tosh Lapoy hired as Cleveland Browns defensive line coach, or is this Tosh Lapoy out as defensive? Folks, this is there are things in life that will flummox you. There are things when you get out of bed in the morning, you realize that day it's going to be chess. This is checkers. We knew this was going to happen. And when I asked, for instance, right after the national championship game last week, I asked Chris Landry about Tosh Lapoy and his performance. And even Chris, he was not trying to be evasive at all. That's not Chris. He'll give you a straight answer. He said, here's my evaluation of Tosh Lapoy. He was a young play caller. That there were some times when he had access to not the greatest collection of defensive players in Alabama history. Not even as good as the collection of defensive players like from a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but they were still loaded, 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 loaded. When you start with maybe the best defensive player in America in Quinnen Williams, and he might have been, and you have so many just unbelievable football players, I don't want to downgrade them. I don't want to limit them and like maybe take away from some of the work they've done by the greatest athletes, great football players around them. You had all the horses you needed. Sure, it would have helped if you had, 2 senior cornerbacks instead of a true freshman and a transfer. that hadn't played a whole lot of football before this year, at least not at the major college level. It would have helped if you had Allen or Payne or Tim Williams or whomever. Yeah, that'd have been great. Dante Hightower, that'd have been tremendous. You still had plenty enough. And so Tosh Lapoy, I don't think it was great insight by me. I think I was asking the same. Right now, are you an Alabama fan? You're listening right now. I was thinking the same thing you were. If you're an Alabama fan or you're a Clemson fan or you're just an observer who watched the national championship game, if you had a single thought about Tosh Lapoy or that Alabama defense, maybe you didn't even know he was the DC. Maybe you couldn't pronounce his name. But if you were watching the Alabama defense thinking, this don't look like I'm used to it looking. Well, you were right, first of all. And secondly, you were not alone. So Tosh Lapoy either hired away by the Cleveland Browns or Tosh Lapoy out as the Tide's defensive coordinator.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-783-1759. That's 800-783-1759. 800-783-1759.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-535-6163. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-535-6163. That's 800-535-6163. Again, 800-535-6163. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.